here with Cameron Taylor, Director of Sales of Razer at eFocus. Cameron, could you tell us a little bit about the product line?
We are a gaming-specific company bringing to market cutting-edge peripherals for the PC gamer, specifically the Razer Diamondback. We brought that on the market 6 months ago. It was the first 1600 DPI optical mouse, high data throughput, 16-bit response rate, 125 megahertz. That was unheard of. Just this month, we launched the Plasma Limited Edition Diamondback, and that is the first infrared optical mouse. Razer's history has always been about bleeding edge technology, bringing it to market before anyone else has a chance to. Early adopters, once again, we've proven it with the Plasma. Also, to customize that experience, we have the Exact Mat. That is a two-sided surfaced mat. We have one side that is a speed side. It's a very smooth silicone polished surface. The opposite side is the control side. I would liken it to the difference between an RPG game and a first-person shooter. First-person shooters are going to be on the control side. Slows things down a little bit, especially a 1600 DPI mouse. Allows you to get across the board really quick, kind of fine-tuned. Speed side allows a little more precise movement. And that's Razer in a nutshell. We have a lot of exciting things coming to market right now. Not a lot we can talk about, but it's really exciting to be here right now.
Okay. Now, I heard from someone that you guys were starting to focus on wireless gaming.
Not a focus at all. We are not a Me Too company. There's not a product that we brought out that wasn't unique or wasn't cutting edge. We will have a wireless device when the latency in wireless technology can get down to acceptable levels. Right now it's at 5 milliseconds, and in a gaming environment, that's sure death.
Okay, but you're working on it.
We're working on it.
Okay, you're working on it. Now, how would you compare to other companies like Logitech or, you know, the other companies that sell gaming mice?
Sure.
Where do you see yourself, you know, in terms of, these are the big companies that everybody's heard of, whereas Razer, you know, it seems more like it's a niche, you know.
Well, a $7 billion industry in gaming, I think, has kind of gone beyond niche, but we are gaming specific. Logitech, they make great products for the office, but it is the office. From form, how our mouse sits in the palm of your hand, to the function, ambidextrous, programmability, on-the-fly sensitivity, all of that rolled into one speaks volumes to the gamer. Unique, customizable.
That's excellent. Thank you, Cameron, very much for giving us a little background on Razer.
Appreciate it.